Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned of Kuf Aleph, a Masech de Bamitziah. Some of the topics we learn about include the Mishnah's halacha regarding Hamoicher Zeisav Le'etzim. The person sold someone an olive tree in his field for the Lekech to cut down and use its wood, and in the meantime, the tree produced some olives. Whether or not Lekech gets these olives depends on the amount of olives and when the Lekech was meant to cut down the tree. The Mishnah's halacha regarding Shatev Nahar Zeisav, when the son of Matech Sdechaver Yachloiku. If a river overflowed and washed a person's olive tree into someone else's field, and the tree took root and produced olives, they split the olives evenly. The distinction of whether the olives grew betoich shalish within 3 years, or la'achar shalish after 3 years. The halacha regarding hayyari l'toich stecha ve'riv in the tosh le'brishus. If a person went into someone else's field and planted trees without permission, whether or not the yerid gets paid completely depends on whether the trees were a benefit to the owner. The Mishnah's halacha regarding hamasker bias lechaveri. As the Gemara explains, if a person rented out his house to someone without specifying a time, stam schiris shleishim yom, the minimum time for a rental is 30 days. Therefore, if the owner wants the renter to leave, tzarech leidiyei, he must give him advance notice. Bekfarim shleishim yom, in a small city he gives 30 days notice. Bekrachim shnei masu chedesh, in a large city he must give 12 months notice. Just as the owner must give the renter advance notice of his leave, the renter must also give the owner advance notice if he intends to leave.